Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right, so we found another thing that there is a shortage of. Substitute teachers.
Oh. Ooh. Those are the best.
Probably not from their perspective. This is a story from News 8. Many school districts across Connecticut are seeing a shortage of substitute teachers. Are they in shipping containers somewhere?
Like probably, yeah. Dock?
Is yep. this a supply chain deal?
Yep.
Quote, it's pretty bad. This is from the Connecticut Education Association president. So, Grand Poobah. Quote, I think we're looking at a situation where teachers aren't taking days they need. Because the stress it will place on their colleagues. On average, you're looking at any size school district having 3 to 5% of their teachers out on any given day. In that capacity, you're talking about thousands of people that need to be available.
Hmm.
Guilford is one of the school districts affected. On November 11th, the district emailed parents expressing the need to not just for substitutes, but also flexible work hours. Plainville school superintendent said, quote, in most situations, you can't double up classrooms that are basically at capacity with the distancing that we need to maintain control of the spread. Pay is also a problem.
We can't pay them?
Well, guess what they make. What do you think a substitute teacher would make? So now you got to go to college.
Yeah, right.
You got to pay attention.
Right.
You got to pass.
Yes.
Okay.
All that.
Then you got to go hunt down a job.
Right.
Okay. Then you got to walk into the classroom and have chalk thrown at you when you're not looking.
Right.
Okay.
Deadly chalk.
They make horrible nicknames about you.
They do.
Got every wise ass saying, my name is Pud Weiser.
Right. Yeah. My name's Dick Hurts.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You're somewhere different every day, different students.
Can't really bond.
Administrators defend the wild kids, not you. They think you're the problem. Okay, right. What do you think you get for all that?
No, it's near enough.
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour?
$10 an hour.
You can flip burgers at McDonald's for 15.
Can you?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, they raised it to 15 bucks.
I want to get 15.
I think some places they raised it already.
Oh, all right. Well, some places. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You could walk in with no education and say, I know how to use a spatula.
Exactly. They give you a paper hat and you're
off.
Which,
by the way, I love spatula people because they make things I like.
Exactly. Hand me through the window. I'm a happy guy.
Hand it right through the window.
Yep. I have to get out, wear pants, nothing.
This shortage makes complete sense to me.
Why is that?
Because you can't discipline kids in a classroom anymore. You're literally not allowed to do anything.
I think I said that.
And substitute teachers, as you mentioned, don't get any respect in the first place. So then you add a pandemic and all these other issues. Nobody wants to deal with that crap.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So hire
Can you imagine getting out of bed for $10 an hour to go deal with? Most of the kids are nice, but I'll tell you what, that 5 or 10% that aren't, boy, they make up for the rest of them. And then the administrators, like we've already established, are like, you can't send them to the principal's office. You can't put a dunce cap on them. You can no longer hit him in the hand with a ball peen hammer. You can't pick him up by the back of the neck and bring him to the principal's office.
All the good stuff.
You can't flip their desk over.
No, damn it.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can't even look at them anymore. You can't do anything.
We need ninjas. Just, what the? You know? Hit him so hard, the kid has no idea what happened. And quick.
What's it like being a teacher? Are there any teachers listening that can tell us?
They're at the bar right now still.
Yeah.
Still drinking.
Start with Matt in Southbury. What do you know, Matt?
I am a teacher, but I have so much respect for substitute teachers. That's how I started.
Right. You had to work your way through.
It's rough. Yeah, it is rough, mainly because of what Ashley said. We can't do anything.
Yep. I said that.
The pay is not enough.
She repeated me.
Right. She was the echo.
Right.
The Ashley echo.
It was the echo chamber.
Yeah. Ashley echo model.
She seconded my motion.
Right. I'm going to third it now.
It's not enough. So when you look at the hours, if you're looking at a 9-to-5 job compared to ours, people say that we work less hours. We actually don't. It's 7-to-3. So it's the same amount of time in the building. But then we have to take work home with us and grade and plan and everything else. But, I mean, that's the job. That's what we signed up for. But it would be nice if the pay was a little higher. So when you look at those hours and break down salary versus the amount of hours you're putting in, AJ's right. It is less than McDonald's, who do make $15 an hour.
Are you factoring in you're not working in the summer?
We could, but during the summer, that's also time for us to go get our PDs done and extra stuff for certifications and stuff like that. So we're still doing stuff, which most people don't realize. And the other thing that was brought up with the discipline, you can't do anything anymore.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had to crack a few.
It's like with the cops.
You can't talk to them.
If the people on top aren't going to back you up, back up the cops, people are going to say, why would I ever want to do that?
Yeah, why would I sign up for that?
Right.
Part of the perks.
If someone's acting up and I say, if I say stop, you know, I'm going to get an email from my administration who will back teachers, which is good, but some don't. Before this school, I was in another one where they backed parents 100%. So if I said to a kid, stop, it's like, well, why did you emotionally compromise the child?
What are you emotionally compromise the kid?
It's
really?
Bad.
Emotionally compromised.
Emotionally compromised.
Right. Oh, my God. That's
AJ,
a new one.
You've been emotionally compromised about 14 times just today.
Exactly. Right.
So far.
Who do I speak to?
Yeah, it's not even 6:30. Wow. Right. Is that what it's called?
The big issue I'm having is they want pictures now for the newsletter and things like that, and being a science teacher, they're like, oh, can you take pictures of your kids doing labs and stuff like that on your phone and then send it to us? Nope, because that's going to be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
What do you mean? Why would it be a lawsuit?
I don't know. Some kid didn't want to be in the photo or something like that?
We lost
I'm guessing
the cell connection.
They got him, damn it.
Parents didn't give permission to use the image of their child.
Right.
Oh, man.
You're pointing a camera at my kid.
You can't win if you're a teacher. You
can't. You cannot.
So glad I don't have kids in the system now. All right. Great day here.
Yep. Poor teachers.
I'm bumming myself out.
Poor teachers, man.
Joe, the teacher.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir!
You're a teacher in Bridgeport.
Oh, really?
Yes. Been teaching 21 years there.
God bless you.
Thank you.
About the subs, you know, as a teacher, it's more work for you knowing you're going to be out because you have to prepare. You have to leave, like, filler work, basically, because they're not going to – a sub isn't going to be able to teach. I teach social studies. But sometimes I just decide not to take a sick day. I'm not feeling well because it's more work for me. And sometimes there's no sub, so your coworkers get stuck covering. They lose a prep period, and the pay is horrible. I wouldn't want a sub either.
So you're seeing a problem with substitutes as well?
If there is a sub in the building, most likely they'll put them in maybe a specialist, a music or art class, so they can teach to, like, all the grade levels instead of I teach middle school. So they'd rather use that sub and cover for everybody.
Right.
And,
jeez.
I don't know.
What about the discipline?
Well, what the previous caller said, they definitely do not back the teachers. They'll blame the teachers for your behavior. The students are acting up. It's what did you do to cause them to get angry?
To set them off, right? Wow. Exactly, right.
You know,
what happened to administrators?
I don't know.
Is it because the parents have the power to, like, make them lose their job? So it's, of course, they're going to take the side of the parents because the parents are now the boss.
Yeah, I guess.
It used to be, you know, you'd walk in there and say, I never heard this with Chess because he was just great. But they would tell you, your kid's a nightmare.
Right.
Like, your kid doesn't do this, doesn't do that, doesn't have... Remember those reports?
My mom would say, I know.
I get that. I would get, you know, they tell my parents, work isn't done, doesn't pay attention in class.
I get disruptive.
Disruptive. Talks a lot.
Won't shut up. Was good at lunch, though.
If that happens, they want you to have better lessons, more creative lessons to keep their attention. So it's put back on the teacher. You know, you could have 100 great days, and then the one day it's a bad day and something happens, it's your behavior. You know, it's your behavior system in class.
Hmm.
You know,
I think we should.
Yeah.
I have a solution for this.
What's that?
Well, we just close down all government functions.
Okay.
And let us all go back to living in the wild and
off the grid.
Hunting for our food.
Off the grid. Gotcha.
And we start from beginning. And it's like, hey, maybe we should put these people who are wild running through the woods in a classroom, and we'll start teaching them things so that we don't have to run through the woods hunting down animals.
Nice. That works.
And then it'll be back to, hey, you're out of line. Let me hit you in the head with this stick.
Right.
Bonk.
Or a rock. Nice flat rock.
Just start from the beginning.
Yep.
Dunce cap for you.
Yeah, the actual Board of Education. A real board.
Yeah, I'm sure back in the day with those little wooden schoolhouses.
Yeah.
If you got disruptive there, it's like, all right, go out and carry 89 buckets of water up the hill
right.
by the village.
Like an episode of Kung Fu.
Oh, man, right. I am not talking out loud again.
Yeah, but those kids, man, they had traps. They had traps and triceps, boy.
Yeah, or go dig a well
right.
with this shovel. Good luck.
There's no handle on this
thing. But that's a spoon.
Yeah, and by the way, if that well collapses, we'll just make one right near you.
Right.
And we're not going to dig you out.
No.
So good luck. All right. Hey, look, thanks for what you do. We appreciate it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys. I listen to you every day going to work.
Thank you. All right. Joe the teacher.
Poor guy.
They're heroes.
They are.
I don't want to overuse that word, but maybe hero is not the right word, but boy.
Saints.
Okay. That's the word.
They're saints.
They're saints.
There you go.
They deal with a whole lot.
Despite us, they still go in. And try to do the best they can every day.
Deal with demons, yes.
You got to have that optimism. Like today's the day. I'm going to break through.
Yeah.
Someone will learn something.
Yeah, we mean break through the window.
It is. You talk to most of the teachers, and they say that most of their kids are great.
Most. Yeah. Not all. Most.
And it's like any job. There's this part of it that you don't like. But the part that you love gets you up every day to go in. And their connection with the kids and knowing that they make an impact. And then when they run into some of these kids later in life and see that they you know, when they had them in the class, the things were tough. And then now they're successful and doing well. And you feel part of that. And they thank you for it. That's the feed the fuel that keeps you going.
Or they're in an orange jumpsuit, pick up trash inside the highway.
But these administrators better start, you better start thinking about, wow, I got to do what I can to keep people here. And the parents have to shut up.
Shut up.
Like, do you even know how crazy your kid is? How much time do you spend with your kid?
I want to give you a round of applause for that statement.
Thank you, Ashley.
I couldn't agree more.
I will give myself a round of applause. Here, let me pat myself on the back.
Should start live streaming the classroom so parents can see. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. There's your nut bag in C4.
You would think with Zoom, they got a little taste of what this is like. The kids outside playing. Wait, why don't you get it? Did you do your work? No, I'm playing video games. You would think the parents would be like, oh, my God. You were right.
They're like, actually, I bought the video game. I paid for that. Thank God he's using it.
Congratulations, Hartford.
It's wow. Hartford. I'm Casey Kasem. Wow.
Moving up the charts. In 2020, they were number 20. In 2021, at number 10 with a bullet.
Wow.
Or multiple bullets.
Right. Too many bullets.
That is the wrong direction.
Yep.
Yeah.
You go the other way.
Denver, Colorado, number one.
Really? Is there more porches there?
I have this image of Denver as just everything being far apart and spread out.
Yeah, long driveways, like winding driveways to get to.
Oh, even the buildings. Yeah. Like,
they're like a bunch of ski lodges.
Well, you
lodges.
Have to leave the space. Yeah, to put the snow when it comes.
Right.
Yeah, that just seems like a lot of work. So for them to be number one is interesting. San Francisco, number two. Well, it's lawlessness there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, you could do whatever you want.
Yep.
And the cops are like, hey, have a nice day.
Yes.
Oh, do you need a hand with that television?
Yes. Yeah, let me get that in for you.
So I definitely see that. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hmm.
See, now, I when I hear Utah, I think, man, you get out of line there.
Everybody's got a gun.
Right.
Yeah. They walk around with sidearms.
Guns hanging in the back window of pickup trucks, cowboy hats.
Like a bunch of Westerners.
With this hands the size of hubcaps. Yep. And just punch in the face and, like, knock you over to Rhode Island.
Yep. Long way.
Apparently, not so much. They're number three.
Yeah.
Worst metros for package thefts in 2021. Seattle, Washington, number four.
Wow.
San Antonio, Texas, five. Austin, Texas, six. Shocker.
Seriously. You even step on someone's property, they shoot you.
Yes.
Austin is becoming like a Denver, where a lot of people from around the country, young people, are moving there.
It's a bummer, because they're going to ruin it.
Yep.
It's like good right now.
It's become
Joe
trendy.
Rogan needs to stop talking about it and selling it. So he went there, right? That's Austin where he went, right? And then Tesla, check out where Joe Rogan is in Texas. He moved out, like a lot of people moved out of California.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen California, you've been paying attention. It's so bad. Like if you drive down the street in L.A., there's camps, homeless camps.
Oh, yeah.
Just right down the street. Restaurants are moving out. The taxes are insane. The quality of living is insane. So I know Rogan moved to Texas. Was it Austin?
Yeah, he has a $14.5 million estate in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
Good for him.
Damn.
10,980 square foot mansion with eight bedrooms.
What a mansion. What a ranch. Nice, cool ranch.
Yeah, all spread out.
Yep. Like a pool right in the middle. You know, like the house, like a U. The pool's right there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That'd
I
be
like
cool.
That.
Yeah.
That's great.
And off to the sides, my, you know, my 15-car garage.
Wow.
Yep.
Heated floors?
Well, it's Texas. I wouldn't need it.
Texas.
Yeah. I just want to keep tarantulas out of there. So work on that one. Good
right.
call.
Yeah, so maybe not heated.
Yeah, no tarantulas, no rattlesnakes. Yeah.
You'd have a, what are they called? You'd have a spider guy, you know, like a...
Oh, what do you call that guy?
Exterminator?
No. There's a special name. That,
it's like the...
Really?
Yeah, it's such an O. Like the movie. It was arachnophobia, so it's like an arachnoid person, something? I have no idea.
No, but what do you call them, those...
Spider wrangler.
Yes.
A spider wrangler.
You'd have a spider wrangler.
Nice. A little cowboy hat and a tiny horse.
Yeah.
The horse has eight legs.
Right.
Tesla is also moving all of their operations to Austin.
Really?
So their goal is... Raw materials come in one side, cars roll out the other side. That's why one of my projects was to look at land outside of Austin. And right now you could buy some really good land there.
Nice, then sell it to him for
a
markup.
Well, just, you know, living. I mean, people are going to need to live there.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't he, like, going to ruin everything? Because, you know, I mean, those battery-powered cars, they pretty much destroy the earth for that stuff they use in the battery.
Right, they destroy the earth.
Way
more than pumping the planet for oil.
Not great either.
Which, by the way, if you look at how long it takes to produce oil in the ground, and then how fast we're like drilling it and pulling it out, mathematically, we're gonna run out. So,
and then you get the whole thing with, like, you know, 10 years from now, when you have all these huge batteries in the cars. Just kind of laying in a field somewhere, leaking into the earth
right.
from the batteries.
Yeah.
That's the next billion-dollar idea, or trillion even. Yeah. Find out how to use those spent batteries in a way that is useful.
Hey, do what we do with plastic in the ocean.
Bury it.
Fire the batteries out into space.
Right.
Space is going to be the next dump.
Seriously.
Like, hey, I don't know what to do with all this garbage.
The moon landfill.
Center of the sun.
The moon landfill.
Can you take some you know, storage containers full of trash and just blast it off into space?
That's why we're going to Mars, to dump.
We need a dump.
Dump site.
That is part of the plan, I think, though. That's something that William Shatner talked about when he went up with them.
I say a lot of things.
So, top 10 metro cities where porch pirates strike the most. We've made our way down to number 7, which is Portland, Oregon.
Another one.
Yeah, you don't think of Portland, Oregon. It sounds nice. Portland.
That's another one. Very progressive.
Young people.
Not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying.
Popular for people to move in.
The cops are bad.
So I'm guessing Portland.
You can't do any right if you're a cop there. You're basically a crossing guard.
Yeah, like a monitor.
Hello.
Your kids cut.
Hi, let me help you walk across the street here. Right. let me help you with those stolen goods. Can I give you a ride to your house,
please? Red of bullets. Let me give you some. Yes.
Greenville, South Carolina. Number 8.
I could have guessed 100 times. I would have never guessed that area.
Me neither.
Yeah, any place that's down south would have guns, I would think, no.
Right. I think the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It just sounds like Greenville, like another one,
yeah,
where the houses aren't close together. You really have to do a lot of work, you know?
Yeah, like Forrest Gump land, yeah.
That's what you don't want to do. If you wanted to work, it'd be a mailman. If you want to do a lot of walking with packages.
Seriously, yeah.
Or a mail carrier, whatever it's called now.
Postal carrier?
Raleigh, North Carolina, number 9. Again. Carolinas. Well, everyone's moving there, so.
And then Hartford.
Probably all the Connecticut people moving there.
Yep.
Hey, this is how we do it up in Hartford, okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Hartford, number 10.
Huh.
Top 10 metro cities where porch pirates strike the most.
Well, they thrive there.
That's sad.
You know what? I'm not worth the effort. Like, I $10 myself to death. Like, all of my Amazon purchases are not expensive. They're all like $10, $20, $30. That's where I hurt myself. I look and I'm like, Amazon.
Do these all have to come in different packages? Can you just put these all in one big box?
Sometimes they throw them all together, yeah.
No, they do have a thing now where you can get a shipping or shipment once a week, and they throw all your stuff in a box.
Yeah.
So what I do is I'll throw, if I'm getting like, glue and this and that and toothbrushes, I'll throw them in my cart.
Nice.
And I'll just leave them there for a week, and then I'll say, okay, it's time to press the button. Here we go. Daddy's going to get some Christmas gifts.
Big box coming.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll ride this down the stairs later.
All right, so Hartford, good luck.
All right.
How do you, I don't know, how do you defend yourself against porch pirates?
Booby trap.
Oh, like what?
A net with rocks to weigh it down.
No. C4.
Funny. I just saw a net with rocks in that montage for Hearts on Fire.
They have to place down.
It's like, when do you see or talk about a net with rocks? I just saw one 2 minutes ago, and here it is again in my life. Like, there has to be something to this. A net with rocks.
See, what you want is you want to have a pressure plate on your porch. They put the box on. Now, the pressure plate has C4 in it, okay? Now, what happens is now you can take it off because you deactivate it with a switch, but they can't. So they pull that box off, boom. Next thing you know, you see a pair of steaming boots and pieces of cardboard.
I love that so much. It's crazy. I am going to pitch that to the Attorney General.
Nice.
When he gets here. Awesome.
Pressure plate. Yeah, that's all I got to do.
I'm going to let you pitch it because it's your idea.
Right, cool.
I don't want to take credit.
That's why I get arrested. Great.
Yes.
I would love Chazenay-Dayville.
Nice.
That town would be so pretty, and cops would be respected, and teachers would be respected.
Exactly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Everybody has a muscle car.
Ooh, okay. And upgrade for me.
Package thieves would just be just scattered.
Obliterated.
Meat on the street.
They'd be in the trees.
Animals would have lots of food.
They would. The crows would flourish.
Right.
That's not necessarily a good thing. There's a guy on YouTube. He's an engineer, and he designs these packages that he purposely leaves out on his porch that people take, and then he can record everything that happens after.
Right. We played audio from one of those.
Yeah. He's been doing this for years now. I don't know if he's released his newest one yet. I can't remember his name. But, yeah, it's got, like, this whole spinning device in the middle. So when you open the box, glitter flies everywhere.
Ooh.
And then the fart spray constantly starts rolling. So, like, if it's in your car.
I love that.
Ashley, can you look this guy up? We should talk to him.
Let's see.
It's a genius.
Sparkle fart guy.
Porch pirates. Yeah.
That could be a lot of people.
Weird.
That could be a lot of people.
Please Google that. Oh. I want to know.
Mark Robert.
Is there a sparkle fart guy?
Mark Robert.
Let's see. The first thing that came up is a video that says guy farts glitter.
That's not it.
Oh, I want
to
see.
Did he mean the soundtrack to the movie?
Jazz and AJ.
Good morning.
Yo,
good
morning.
Morning. Longford.
Hi.
So I heard a really, really funny porch pirate story on Facebook. These people bought a brand new TV and put the old one in the box and wrapped it up, and then the next day someone stole it.
Beautiful.
That is great. Because, you know, the old TV was like 200 pounds.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, wow, this interesting.
Yep. Good idea.
Great.
All right, have a great day, guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Too. Appreciate it.
Kurt in the truck.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
There's a product called the Bang Box. I'm looking it up on YouTube.
I am not typing Bang Box.
Yeah, it's also
into
a movie.
My Google.
It's
a movie on cable.
Go to YouTube.
Okay,
go to YouTube and just type in Bang Box.
Bang Box.
It'll be like the first thing that comes up.
All right, thank you, brother.
Bang Box.
Bang Box. Who doesn't want a Bang Box?
By the way, it's the Blank Box.
Blank Box, not Bang Box.
Blank. Exploding Blank Box.
Nice.
Scares away porch pirates.
I had a feeling it wasn't called Bang Box.
We need some, please.
That had
please.
To have been taken.
Can we please have some, please?
All right. Let's talk to the Attorney General about this, too.
Okay.
Would he like a Blank Box? Blank Box.
Blank Box.
Is there a sound, a demonstration?
I'm looking for that right now. These are all news reports. I'm trying to get to their page.
Does anyone have Hearts on Fire playing in
there? Yes!
Okay.
Okay, I'm not the only one.
Very sticky song.
Yes.
Oh! I'm sorry, I'm watching a video of a Blank Box.
Really?
Was there body parts of something? He jumped.
I'm so sorry.
What happened?
He went to pick up the package, and it's like a complete decoy, and it looked like it moved, and I can't hear, but it looked like it made a sound, and the guy ran away and got in his car and left.
Oh, wow.
He made a sound, right?
So effective.
You know what? That is effective, but if that guy falls off the porch and twists his ankle,
yep.
Guess who's in trouble now?
All right, then you need a shovel.
What's that fresh spot in your yard?
Yeah, nothing.
I'm going to have a garden in the spring.
Yeah, plant some crab apples.
How are we doing over there?
Oh, yeah, there's music under it. I'm looking for a clean one. But
is it
no
Hearts
problem.
On Fire?
It's that time of the year again. Package thieves. But listen up. Whether you're a victim or someone thinking of stealing from someone's soup, beware of the
nice.
Box.
Nice.
Talks Jeremy over it happening, though.
Yeah. Shit it.
Right, it would be smart to say, watch this.
And then
boom.
Go silent. Yeah.
And then hear
right. Going to their page here. Okay.
Thud.
I'm in crowd. Boom.
All right, this is their YouTube page, The Blank Box.
All right.
This is what we're looking for. All right. Oh, here he comes, walking by, opening somebody's gate. Nope, he's just going to hop over it now.
Okay.
Couldn't figure it out.
Nope.
But he sees a package. He's approaching.
Tough.
Here we go. Different cam. He's reading what might be inside.
Hold on, pause, please.
Yep.
He's standing on the porch.
He's leaning over the box. So they're stacked on top of each other. There's two boxes. And there's
shopping.
Yeah, Steve's sport is wild. Man.
Like
yeah.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
it's sport my wild.
What's in this box?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. You know.
Now I want to see this thing go off.
Yes, please.
All right.
Just picked up the top one. There's the bottom one.
Nice. I want one.
Oh, and he's gone immediately.
Now what happens? Does anything come out of it? Like shrapnel and stuff like that? Like what happens?
There was a good spark. There was a good, like, yes.
Oh, I want one. I want some.
It's like a firecracker.
I want some.
Should see what came out of his butt.
Wasn't quite shrapnel, but something that started with SH.
Yeah.
That was the second explosion. Boom. Boom. Wow.
Underwears.
Wowie. Yeah, we have some phone calls coming in about this.
Cool.
Ryan and Naugatuck.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, it's good to hear you guys again. I've been gone 14 years, came back about...
Oh, why were you gone 14
Hello?
Years?
Right. what'd you do?
Hey, about these porch pirates, you know, I was thinking two things I don't like, and I don't think most people do, is snakes and spiders.
Right.
Hey, you know, you cut right. the bottom of the box of the Amazon or whatever box, open it up from the bottom, tape it back up with some snakes or spiders in it, and put it back on the porch.
A couple of tarantulas or wood spiders, man.
Nice, you know.
Yeah, you know what you do? You don't want to do that to spiders and snakes. But you put those fake snakes in there that, like, they pop out of the can.
Oh, the can of snakes, yeah.
Hey, at least they get a good, you know, we all know we get a good laugh about it.
Right.
You know
good.
What I'm saying?
Yep. All right, Brian, welcome back to Connecticut. Good to hear your voice. Nick in Enfield?
Hey, yeah, I actually have cameras installed in my house where it actually has, like, a microphone so I can actually talk to the people. As the, you know, so you get a notification from your phone, and you can actually click on it and actually capture not just their face, but then you can actually talk to them.
I seen a commercial, yeah, where the guy says, I'd put that down because I just called the police.
I've seen a commercial where a guy's car was getting stolen.
Yeah.
It's like, not my car.
Right. That was one with Allstate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have some bright LED lights, so even if they're, like, at night, the light alone will, you know, sometimes scare people off just because, like, ooh, now I'm being seen.
What, have you had a conversation with a porch pirate?
No, not yet, but I've been getting, you know, it's nice when I know when the deliveries come, because, again, they'll pop up like, hey, something's at your door.
I got you. That's good. Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. I know Amazon does that, too. You get an email.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get a picture.
Yeah.
This is where I left it.
Yep.
Right.
Your package was stolen.
Yeah. If you're an Amazon driver, can you not put it in front of the garage door?
Yeah. That's an idea. Right.
I don't always look.
Right. It's on your roof right now. Safe.
I toss it up there.
Yeah. It's totally safe now.
No one can get it. I promise.
Yeah, neither can you.
Hiccup in the pickup.
Hello? Hiccup?
Yeah, what I wouldn't mind seeing a setup for one of those is like a time-release taser in it, because somebody steals something off my porch, I still want them shaking there when I come home so I can kick them in the ribs.
Yeah, what part of Connecticut are you from?
The good part.
Yeah.
Northeast corner.
There you go.
Northeast.
So right. Upper right.
All right. Upper right. Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
See? You're a good citizen. I like that.
Very good.
I like that.
He's it should be about brutally kicking someone in the ribs.
Well, they're like, stealing from me. I'm sorry. You tickle them? No.
Well, first he said he wanted a taser in the box.
Right. Well, no. It should work as they get off your property when it goes off, so they can't sue you on your property. They fall down the street, yeah. And then either you kick them in the ribs or run them over.
All right. We're going to run all this by the attorney general who's coming in.
Cool.
Soon. Thank you, Hiccup in the Pickup. I love that.
Bet you he'll like it.
All right. We'll see.
He'll enact it immediately like that.
We'll play a game. Good idea, bad idea.
Nice.
And we'll pitch ideas to the attorney general.
Cool.
Who's out having coffee right now. How does he like his coffee?
I don't know. I gave it to him when I left.
Oh. It's
I had
like,
to come
here
back
it
for...
is black. Work it out, sir.
Well, I pointed him in the direction of the cream and sugar.
Okay. He's a problem solver. I would assume he'd be able to figure that one out.
Probably in his car ready.
Wait, come back!
Yeah. He is smart, so he might be on his way out of here.
Exactly.
Right. Jimmy Coffin, Live Nation concert got on, and we're going to look through his pockets right now and try to get some tickets to auction off for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive happening a week from tomorrow. We should actually be giving you stuff now, right?
Well, that would be kind if you cared about Jews.
I do, very much.
Okay. Yes.
Very good. Yeah, we have listeners that are Jews.
Yes.
Including me.
Exactly.
Well, the person who owns this company is a proud Jewish family.
Successful.
Yes.
Well, like you.
Where's my Hanukkah gift?
It's
right here.
Ashley was in charge of it.
Right here.
Right here.
I'm just going to blame Ashley for everything.
It's in Milford. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Think,
ah, cool.
I think Phil was in charge of that, actually.
Hang on. It may look like something off the wall here, but but it's not. We got it for you.
How about a box of paper clips?
It's a multi-line
I'll take it.
Phone.
I'll take paper clips. No problem.
Actually, I have Lappy's heater.
Oh, there you go. See, it has his name written on it and everything.
He's got a heater there?
Yes, he does. Because he incubates.
So happy to
yes.
know that now.
He incubates.
His feet get cold.
It's like a terrarium in here in the morning.
It does. It heats his crotch and lower.
I see him against the wall, like licking eating flies and stuff. You know?
All right. So, Jimmy,
I hope
is
he's
there...
listening as well.
Any chance we can? I mean, you're so good to us. I hate to do this on the air, but you know. This is what I do.
He's going to
any chance, besides having you come by the toy drive and give out tickets on the air when we play Stump Jimmy at 9 o'clock, any chance of getting something we can auction off?
Yeah, sure. We'll figure something out. I mean, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls is in pre-sale right now at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, so we can bring Goo Goo Dolls tickets with us. I'm sure of that.
Okay. I'm thinking about something.
Yeah.
Something that we can auction off.
Like an artifact?
No. No.
Okay.
Like, I heard you have some music festivals coming, or maybe something VIP-ish at Xfinity.
Oh.
A little exclusive.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, we can do that. We can, well, why don't we just say that since Howard was kind enough to give the VIP experience to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater for any show of their choice, why don't we do the same at Oakdale?
Oh.
We'll do four tickets. We'll if they drive, we'll give them VIP parking, and they'll enjoy the show of their choice. Anything at Oakdale in 2022.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you very much. Now, what's good coming to Oakdale? Can you tell us yet?
Well, we're working on things, but we're right now starting to put our outdoor shows on sale, which is nice. So, you know, the Goos go on sale next Monday. We'll be announcing a big show that an artist that hasn't appeared at Xfinity in over 10 years.
What? Oh,
so
really?
He's coming back.
Ringo?
Were they in jail?
No, not Ringo. No, not Ringo.
Paul?
He plays Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. No, Paul's not playing Connecticut, I'm afraid.
Oh, see?
I'm afraid he's not playing. We tried. Tom and I tried, but we didn't make it We didn't make the cut. Let's put it that way.
Did you see the Beatles Get Back special on Disney?
I sure did.
Boy, was that something else?
I think you really sort of have to be a pretty big music or Beatle fan to really love it like I did. I watched them write songs, especially Get Back, and started from just strumming a guitar, and by the end of the show, it was a great song.
One of their biggest songs.
It was just great to see it. But and I've been in a lot of studios with a lot of artists, so I know how boring it could be.
Yes.
Thank gosh they cut the 60 hours to 8 hours, because a lot of being in the studio is incredibly boring.
Yeah.
Playing the same note over and over again until you get it right.
Yep. Tedious.
Yeah.
Yeah, very. But I loved the videos. I thought they looked great. The color was great. The songs were the best ever.
Yes.
And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I have a new appreciation for that album and the songs and the crafting. You know, you have four guys walk into a studio who their manager died 2 years earlier, and they had been managing themselves, and they opened up Apple Music, and they were doing movies, music, signing other artists, having personal issues. They walk in, and in 6 weeks, with no songs written down, just song parts, and through some, and I don't want to blow it, but you'll see there was tension and controversy and no manager. So they're making business decisions as to how the documentary is going to go, how the movie's going to go, where the show's going to be. Oh, and by the way, let's work on some songs.
Yeah.
To see in 6 weeks them put together an album that still stands up 50 years later blows me away. Blows me away.
They were geniuses. They really were.
What they overcame just between the four of them, let alone all the external factors, unreal.
They were the Fab Four.
And you also see the beginnings of Abbey Road, which was their next album.
That's right.
Which is adds on to the remarkable experience of seeing what's going on, because you see something starting to be written. Her Majesty, she came in through the bathroom window.
Maxwell Silverhammer.
Maxwell Silverhammer.
Something. You see the first, like, Harrison introducing the song Something to the band, and they're all throwing out words. Yes, all of that was amazing. And a couple of solo songs. Harrison, you see a song that ends up on one of his solo albums.
All Things Must Pass.
Right, Another Day.
And you hear Give Me Some Truth, which was on John Lennon's solo album.
Right.
You hear that. No, Paul, in an interview, said he forgot that he was involved in writing that song.
Wow.
You know, he said, I forgot. I thought that was a John song. It was actually started with the Beatles.
Aha!
I Me Mine, I think he started playing at one point.
It's like a flubble.
That made the Let It Be album, and that was George Harrison had a fight with Paul in the very end. George Harrison at this point in the Beatles' history was growing into a songwriter, and he was, you know, George and Ringo were yes men all the way through. And the other thing that struck me, Jimmy, was that Ringo was so quiet. And you see what a gentleman he is, and you could see what made him a special part of that band is that he was a calming, loving force in that studio.
And paid attention.
Yeah.
Paid attention to everything everyone else said.
Great drummers are the glue that holds the band together.
Yeah.
They're the most underrated part of a band. They're the engine that makes the car run. I've heard great drummers play behind a band, and I've heard crappy drummers play behind this very same band, and they sound completely different. The most underrated, in my opinion, musician in a band is a drummer.
So Paul and George are having this back and forth because George now has ideas about how the song should be crafted and has his own songs that he wants recorded.
Okay.
And Paul is a very structured guy, telling Ringo, dump-da-dump-da-dump here.
Right.
This is what I want here. George, this is what I want here. They have an argument. The very next day, George comes in and says, Paul, I wrote a song last night. You want to hear it? And he plays I, Me, Mine.
Yeah.
To Paul.
Yeah.
And it makes the album, and these guys sing back up, and they got it. They didn't personally say, that song's not making the album because it's about me. Yeah. They didn't care if it was a good song. It was a good song.
Yeah, exactly.
He had three lines at that point. He's like, I stayed up all night. I was thinking about it. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what a great special.
Oh, yeah, it's great. You see, you're just like you said, you see George trying to squeeze himself into the Lennon-McCartney marriage, which right. is really what it was. And you're right. George was becoming a great songwriter at that time. He grew later in his career as a great songwriter than John and Paul did. And John and Paul didn't want to give him more than one or two songs each album. But if you listen to All Things Must Pass, he deserved a lot of songs on the last couple albums.
Yeah.
That's a great album.
That was a, you know, but when you got Lennon and McCartney writing songs, it's really tough to say, yeah, you know what?
Let's yeah, this Harrison these. Song's good.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very good point.
But yeah, what a great special that was. I was thinking of you when I was watching. I'm like, all right, I hope Jimmy's watching this because it's something.
Oh, I watched it the first 3 days.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Yep. Big time.
There was an announcement this week, the first announcement for 2022.
Yes, for the Goo Goo Dolls, if that's what you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater, very excited about that this summer. I think it's August 12th, if I remember correctly.
Exactly right. Well, and it's a Friday night.
Nice.
It's a Friday night, and then we announced... I believe we announced the show.
Yes, you did. Go ahead, tell us.
Right.
Oh, okay, guys. I trust you.
Yes,
I trust
yes.
you. Dispatch and OAR will be there on August 25th at the Hartford Healthcare.
Yes, I did see that announced.
So that's nice. And then, as I mentioned, next Monday we will announce our first show for next season at Xfinity.
Cool.
Yes.
What going on?
Which one's the one that hasn't played 10 years?
That's the show. It'll be taking place June 26th.
That's the one.
Okay, so they... All right, June 26th.
You don't know who the person is, though. 10 years. Mm.
And this show will be at Xfinity?
Yes.
Country artist?
No.
Rock artist?
Yeah. Yeah.
Solo artist?
That wasn't a definitive... Yeah. Mm.
No. I consider him a... it's a him. He played there, I guess, about 10 years ago. I put him more in the, it's not Dave Matthews, who I believe will play there this summer, but, it's in that vein.
Mm. It's in the vein.
I can't imagine you'll even guess it, tell you the truth.
Yeah, no, my brain's dead today.
All right.
Like every day.
Right. My brain's dead.
Why should
dead
this night be different than any other night? Right?
Hey. You know what it is.
What is it like Dave Matthews? Like hippie, it's a dude.
And then B, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Then, it's a him.
Zach. No, no.
Nope. No, it's not, no. Rock. That's country.
Yeah, that's right. Southern rock.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying, let's see.
I agree with you, actually. I think Zach would be in that Dave Matthews vein. I totally agree with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of Dave Matthews fans that go to see Zach Brown.
He kind of jams when he plays in concert. He does covers and stuff like that.
Oh, such a fun show.
Like, oh, it's so great, Zach. So great. I totally agree. Lots of cover, the cover songs.
Musicianship is off the hook.
Cool.
Like, that's a tight band with great vocals, and they are there to make you happy. It's really a show. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
You're on. Sarange?
It's Eddie.
Eddie?
Eddie?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yes, I had a question about Evanescence and Hailstorm possibly coming to Mohegan.
Yes, looks like sometime in 22 you'll see the package there.
Oh, wow.
Looking good.
Exciting. Okay. Thank you. Has that been announced, Jimmy?
I hope not.
Well, it just was.
Huh. Oops.
Oh, okay, you're back.
Def Leppard's going to do that stadium thing, right? They won't break off and do a Connecticut date?
No, I tried. But I'm going to be, when I head to Florida, I'm going to have dinner with the agent, and I'm going to see if they'll break off. And I also want to see if Motley Crue will break off also.
Cool.
And I'd like to see if Poison will break off, because they're all on the same show. And
where would you put Poison?
Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
Nice. Oh, that would be awesome.
That would
be a party.
That would be a friggin' riot.
Outdoors, come on.
Yeah, I'm working right now trying to bring REO and Styx back.
Everybody loved it.
That was fun.
That was a night of fun.
It really was.
Fun stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm working on that. I worked on that yesterday. I'll work on it again today. I'll be up at Oakdale today, and I'll be working on that out of my office. It would end up being in September. It wouldn't be the opening show of the season. Be close to the closing show of the season. But they loved it so much.
Yeah.
That I'm speaking directly to the managers, not even going through the normal circles and channels, which would be through the agent. I'm speaking directly to the managers.
Smooth.
Yeah. Agents are just too, no offense if you're an agent and you're listening, but you know what you're in for. You're just money, money, money.
Right.
Let's do what's right by the band.
What's in it for me?
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran might play at Mohegan Sun this summer.
Okay. I know someone who would want tickets.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he missed out on seeing them.
Attorney General Chong.
He would?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we just had him on at 7:30. And you're going to be...
He's a neighbor of mine.
Is he?
Really? Stanford, right.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, you'll be neighboring the stage at the toy drive.
Yeah.
So...
I think he's great. He's a great guy. I remember the first time he knocked on my door when he was running for state rep, and I opened the door, and there's this Asian guy standing there, and go, okay, what are you here for? And he said, I'm running for state rep. And we sat down in my living room, and we talked for a while, and I was so impressed with him. And that must have been 10, 12 years ago. And he remembers the discussion. That's how bright he is.
Well, you're Jimmy Koplik.
Yeah.
Well, down in Stanford,
that helps. Yeah.
It's one reason I live in Stanford. They don't know who I am down here in Stanford. It's nice.
When Duran Duran was super hot, they were playing in Hartford, and his friends wanted him to go, and he was going to go. And then his parents, Tong's parents, said, you can't go. You got to work at the family restaurant. So he's still a little burning about that.
Yeah.
So he'll be coming there right around the time you're there, Friday the 10th.
Right.
And we bought him a Def Leppard shirt because that's his like favorite band. So that would be great.
Nah, I didn't know that. I'm
a pair of tickets
for
Duran Duran.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I should introduce him to these guys.
Go back in time again. Yep.
I mean, listen, I'm still trying to work on Lynyrd Skynyrd to get them in for the governor.
Can I tell you
something?
We've
got a rock and roll Connecticut government right now.
Yes. They are putting you to work.
Yes, they are.
This is what I was going to do at the toy drive.
Oh.
I was going to tell the governor, because you'll be there with him, Jimmy. I'm going to say, governor, Jimmy got you Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I'm going to introduce Lynyrd Skynyrd, and out walks John Cafferty, and see if he knows it. John, can you play Sweet Home Alabama? We'll put on this cowboy hat. Right?
I think that might be the last time you'll have the governor do anything for you if you embarrass him.
No, I think he'll be happy. I think he'll check it off the list and be like, that Jimmy Cop, like he's something else. He got me Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right. I have nothing to do with this, governor.
Disclaimer already.
A couple questions here coming in, Jimmy. Tony Bennett.
Not touring anymore.
Yeah, that's...
I think he wrapped up with Lady Gaga.
The last time I saw him, it didn't look great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
sad.
No, he's 95, and...
Wow.
Dementia's starting to hit him, and...
Poor guy.
Can't remember the lyrics, and in all honesty, when he's on stage, he's Tony Bennett, but the minute he's off stage, he's not sure. He didn't remember, from what I understand, he did not remember the Gaga show the day after.
It's really sad.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's what happened to Sinatra, too. He was on stage forgetting words. He fell on stage, and his family was like, Dad, it's time.
Yeah.
Let's see.
When I met Sinatra, which I met him a number of times because I promoted him.
We're just hearing this story now? We have a brand new Jimmy Coplick story here happening live that we have not uncovered yet.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was in Albany. He opened up the Knickerbocker Arena, which is the Times Union Center right now, and we did the opening show, and we hired Frank Sinatra to do the opening show. It's 1991, I believe, and he wanted to meet the promoter, which is always a very nice gesture of an artist. So I meet him, and I say hi to him, and he thanks me very much for bringing him to Albany, which is the only person in history that ever thanked me for bringing them to Albany, New York.
When you heard Mr. Sinatra would like to see you, did you say, what's wrong?
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
I said, I don't want to see him. I'm afraid.
Yeah, what'd I do?
That's great.
I don't know who's with him. Maybe I'll get beaten up. Did I do something wrong?
Right.
So, and he looks at me, he thanks me, and he had this deer in headlights look in his eyes. So he moves on towards the stage, and I say to Elliot, his manager, who I've known for 40 years because we grew up in the same neighborhood, and I said, Elliot, you have to lead him to the stage. He goes, yes. He's missing it sometimes, but when he's on stage, he's Frank Sinatra. So I go up there, and he was the first artist I ever saw that actually had a teleprompter on the stage.
Wow.
And now a lot of artists have teleprompters on stage. And he was amazing. So after the show, I went and said hello to him and thanked him for what a great performance. And he had that same look in his eye again. And Elliot said, all the great stars, when they're on stage, that's their home. They know where they are.
Mom.
And I think it was the same with Tony Bennett.
That's sad.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful, though. They were born to be there.
Yep.
That's where they're most comfortable.
Their dream. Yeah.
Now we'll start seeing it with rockers my age.
Well, Ozzy's had a teleprompter for decades.
Oh, yeah. Lots of artists have teleprompters. But, you get artists like Genesis and Phil Collins who sits down the
yes.
whole show.
Back
yes.
pain, yep.
Jimmy, thank you for the beautiful gift. We're going to put it on the radio station website Monday. It'll be up on the auction page. Lots of items for the toy driver. Then we'll see you there, and we'll have you. Pepe's coming on stage with you. Governor, Attorney General, Senator, and John Cafferty, all in like a 20-minute span from 9 to 9:20. I don't know why. This is morbid, and I can't throw this story out. It's days old. I saw the headline. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
This is brutal. And then I just keep putting it off to the side. And by now, I should have thrown it in the garbage because I cycle news stories.
Yes.
Right? This is just a horrible way to die.
Uh-oh. Oh,
okay.
Former X Factor star Thomas Wells, don't remember him, but he's been on multiple singing shows. He's been on X Factor, America's Got Talent, and The Voice.
Oh.
Phil, can you look him up? Thomas Wells. And immediately some song that he's singing on a reality show will pop up. 46 years old. He was working at a tire manufacturing plant in Oklahoma when he got caught in an automatic conveyor.
Oh, my God.
That's what Les said, yes.
You could hear him in the background as I'm reading the story.
Oh, my God.
That was
you seem tired.
That was probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
He got caught in an automatic conveyor belt, which did not stop.
Should have an automatic stop.
That must have been so painful and slow.
Right.
Like a Batman episode, you know?
Oh, like you're tied to the belt and here comes the saw?
Right. Goodbye, Mr. Bond. Yeah.
Here's the kicker. He didn't die then.
What?
They brought him to the hospital.
Oh, so he died later?
He died later.
Ah.
That's so much worse.
So much worse.
Right.
Oh. I don't know why. That just stuck with me, and I'm like, I can't throw this story out without acknowledging this.
Because it's not normal, like, you know, when people die, I mean, conveyor belt.
Right.
Yeah. Like filling a large vat of soup, you know?
It's one of those, you know, what's on your mind, what are you going to watch tonight?
Right.
Or I got to pick the kids up, and the next thing you know,
yeah,
that was not really your problem.
Right.
You know?
You like music.
What's that, factory music?
Yeah. Every time they show a conveyor belt, they was playing music. Yeah. Bugs Bunny cartoons? Yeah.
Right.
Once you hear that music, you're like, oh, God. But usually they end up like, you know, like a package with just their head and their feet sticking out, you know.
He's married for 17 years. What did you just say? You know, that's the thing about cartoons. A brutal death like that.
You never die.
Doesn't seem that horrific.
No.
It's actually kind of funny. It's a box with shoes.
Right. Yeah, like, their head sticking out. There's like, there's like a hay bale. And
they get
head
on the truck. They get packed in the truck with the rest of the boxes.
Exactly. They happen like, you know, Timbuktu. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
No. Yeah.
Real life, however, not great.
Yeah, big time. You fall off a cliff in real life, you die.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't just go, and then have another Acme product the next moment.
What is going on in
Don't be so cool.
I think your day
if
in the
life
box
was like that.
You.
I think if like, you know, like stupid stuff happened to you, but you got to like walk away from it. Maybe like, you know, like an anvil going, like, you know, if a big boulder landed on you and you walk with like an accordion. But, you know, it's like stuff like that happened. You could like be like, okay, next time I know not to fall off the cliff.
No, but would we appreciate life if it couldn't be just taken away?
No.
I don't know. I could appreciate life, you know. Yeah, you know, once I like, you know, pulled myself back out of the anvil thing, you know.
What anvil thing?
Like, you ever see like a cartoon where an anvil lands on someone
all the time,
and the next thing you see is the person either
they're
just
like,
their head and shoes, or they're going like an accordion. Yeah, exactly. Right. I think after something like that, you're like, okay, you I know I have to stand at the anvil anymore. Yeah.
How do you get yourself out of that? What, do you blow on your thumb?
Well, yeah, no. Well, yeah, the next panel, all of a sudden, they're back to normal again with a different Acme product. Or sometimes you see, like, the person's, like, flat, they blow their finger.
Would walk off.
Right.
Like, totally disfigured. And then there's...
They're fine. The next one.
It's like the next scene.
Yep.
He's got another box of stuff that he's rigging up.
All the hair he burned off is magically back.
It's back.
He's not all blackened. Yep.
Right, is that the next day? Is that
I don't know. They don't say.
Right, yeah. Like later that day? It should say on the screen.
Yeah.
Three hours later.
Yeah, and every time you order something, it arrives immediately.
Yeah, right.
It's even better than Amazon.
I'm stuck on this timeline now. We don't know if that's 3 hours later or 3 years later.
We don't know.
Like,
we don't know.
Intensive care.
No, because the Roadrunner never...
Breathing apparatus.
The Roadrunner never ages, so I'm thinking, and how long does a Roadrunner live, to be honest with you?
I don't know.
Guessing it's like the next day.
Ashley, can you look up... how long a Roadrunner lives?
I think indefinitely, right?
Indefinitely?
Yeah.
Of their cartoon, yeah.
I just, you know, the image of Elmer Fudd putting a shotgun in the mouth of Daffy Duck.
And blowing his bill around the other side of his head.
Yeah, it just spins around.
And then he just puts it right back. Or it goes at the top of his head open. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Can you imagine going pitching that idea now?
Right.
Hey, I got this idea. We're going to put a shotgun in a duck's mouth.
He blows right in the face. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
But that's what hunters do. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, I'm going to say Roadrunner lives like 5 years.
You want to eat?
5 years.
A real Roadrunner looks nothing like the cartoon.
We know that.
I'm disappointed.
We know that.
I didn't really know that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
7 to 8 years is their lifespan.
Okay.
Sexual maturity is reached at 2 to 3 years of age.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yep. That's why they're so fast. Mimi. Got work to do quickly.
Well, if you're living 7 or 8 years, 2 years is like, we got to get busy here.
Got to get it on. Exactly.
Yeah, so this guy got caught in a conveyor belt.
Yes.
That's horrible.
No cartoon
By the way,
here.
Hard to find a performance.
Oh, really?
Because when you type his name and everything is this story.
I think there's one on the New York Post website.
Did you find it or no?
Yeah, I said hard to find, not
but you
impossible.
Did find? Oh.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you didn't
You've
let me finish.
Been fact-checked.
You didn't even let me finish.
It's one of those cell phone off a TV.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it.
Okay, if you're watching it, you don't think this, but now when I'm just hearing it and not watching it, maybe not there. For a second, he sounded like George Michael.
Currently, yes.
He was heavy, so this is why he probably didn't win anything. Because you know how we are.
You have to have a certain look. Yeah, exactly.
We're all shallow.
Right.
There was very few, and I think it only happened when people started complaining, like, oh, just the good people, good-looking people win?
Yes.
And then you get a heavy person, and you get a, you know, whatever.
Well, plus I had to make up for the whole Milli Vanilli thing where, like, you had two models lip syncing because the guys who actually sang the song weren't as good looking. Yeah, I'm just saying. But that started that whole thing.
He was good.
If Elvis was fat in 1950, he would have never got the attention that he got.
This was a leather outfit. Hey, Cal walked up the stage.
Even the one fat guy who did music in the 50s was called Fats Domino.
And Chubby Checker. Don't forget Chubby Checker.
You're right.
Right. Exactly right.
That's who I thought you were going to say.
Right. That's what I thought, too. Yeah.
They have to, like, all right, we know he's fat.
Right.
Okay? He knows it, too.
Right.
So, fine.
It was Chunky Checker at first. I said, that just sounds too good. Yeah, make
fat,
it chubby.
Fat's
chubby sounds funny.
Taken. What yeah. else it means fat? Oh, chubby.
And he had a song called The Twist, which is him trying to put pants on.
Chaz and AJ.
How about like how Bugs Bunny was walking around, turns into the monster. AJ walks around, turns into a monkey, and his head explodes from high blood pressure.
Ah, you
people,
again, yes.
These people go.
Yeah, it's the same dude.
We could be talking about science.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Someone's actually paying them for their work today. Mm. It's amazing, isn't it? It was a big boy using the phone.
All right. Anyway, the poor guy.
Yeah.
Like I read that story. I'm like, this is a horrible, horrible way to die.
It is.
And he's one of those guys. How many times do you think his family was like, this time he's going to make it? Someone's going to see that he has talent. X Factor, America's Got Talent, The Voice, just never broke through. And then he's in a tire factory in Oklahoma working his ass off, and he gets sucked into a conveyor belt.
That sucks.
Ugh. It blows. It's just, come on, man. You know?
Yeah.
It's like those wood chippers now. They have an emergency bar on the back.
Yeah.
So if you get your sleeve caught or whatever.
Hit that bar.
On a branch, and the branch is going in, by the way.
Yeah, it goes in
that
fast.
That ain't going to stop.
Yeah, no.
So you get caught on that, so now there's a bar you can hit, but there was a time there wasn't.
That was it.
You became spaghetti sauce.
Good night.
Yep.
You're just part of that branch.
Yeah. All right, so here's something else that's a little bit morbid, but better.
Okay.
But better.
All right, moving up, moving up.
Trust me.
All right.
Remember when George Clooney had that motorcycle accident?
Yeah, scooter or something like that in Italy.
2018.
Yeah.
Was it a scooter? Because he's calling it a motorcycle.
It was a scooter.
Yeah, it was one of those Italian
like the Vespa.
Like the Vespas, yeah.
That's a motorcycle.
No.
No, it's not. It's a
Wait,
scooter.
No.
It's a scooter.
It's
no.
not a scooter.
You ask anybody who rides a Harley, that's a motorcycle. You're gonna find yourself walking with a scooter in your butt.
It's not a scooter.
Ashley.
It's a Vespa. Can it be its own category?
Ashley,
scooter, Vespa,
if you agreed to go
Vespa's
on a
product
date.
Name.
If you agreed to go on a date and the guy said, I'll pick you up on my motorcycle and shows up with that, you're pissed.
Yes, you are.
That laughter is her agreeing with me.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Me, me.
Top speed like 40 miles an hour. Yep.
If that.
Right. If me, that, me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, he's calling it a motorcycle.
Well, he's George Clooney. He's going to make it more dramatic.
He wrong.
Here's he wrong.
He tell wrong.
Here's the thing with George Clooney, though. He can look cool or good. On a Vespa.
Until he crashed, yeah.
He's one of those guys, him, Brad Pitt, and those guys, they could do whatever. It's like, oh, that's so cool.
Pitt's got a serious motorcycle.
Like a real one.
Like a real, like a Harley, it's a bobber style. Nice.
All right, so Clooney had that accident in 2018 with a Vespa, and he was lying on the ground. And he actually thought it was like the last moments of his life.
Oh, wow.
Like,
it was like that bad?
When the accident was happening,
oh, yeah.
He thought, oh, this is it. I'm done. He's laying on the ground. He got hurt. He got banged up. He damn near died. And he's laying there. And people, what do you think they're doing?
Taking pictures.
Yes.
Of course.
Video and pictures.
Yep.
He said, quote, I'm a pretty positive guy, but that told me clearly that you're just here to entertain them.
Yes, you were.
And it is
true. In Italy, it's paparazzi and mamarazzi. Paparazzis.
That's just, I don't know. Can I help you?
You're
can
right.
I call 911?
Yeah, help them first and take photos later.
Right.
Unless you lay down on the ground like a selfie.
You mean next to him?
Yeah,
let's there has to be
I don't
that.
Think,
let's get this. Okay.
I don't think that's better.
Can you Google George Clooney motorcycle act? Or Vespa accident?
Scooter accident, yes.
Scooter.
Yes. Scooter Pie.
And then hit images and see if...
Where Scooter Pie came from.
Like, how many pictures of him on the ground are there?
Yep. I've Googled George Clooney, and I'm just looking at pictures of George Clooney.
Born to be mild.
Oh, you're, well, goodbye, Ashley.
Born to be mild.
Exactly right. Yeah, plenty.
Really?
Yeah. Different angles.
Oh, God.
He was on a road. Like, there were other cars on the road. It wasn't like he was just, like, going through town or whatever. Like, he was on a busy road, multiple lanes.
Wow.
Wiped out, I guess. I don't know how he went down, but...
Are there any pictures where you see someone's face and then he's in the background on the ground?
I think his skirt got caught in the tire.
Which is fine.
Yeah, hey, not judging there.
That's not a scooter. That's a motorcycle.
Ouch, what did you say? I can't hear in that tone.
Seriously, I just saw a bird explode outside in a tree.
That's not a scooter. That appears to be a motorcycle to me, to the untrained eye.
They said scooter in the story.
It's
though.
A scooter.
I'm not a fast typer.
Right. It happens.
Two fingers over here.
Exactly.
If you
right.
showed me a flash card of this vehicle, I would classify it as a motorcycle.
She done called a vehicle.
You saw my Mustang and you didn't know what that was.
Yeah, you drive a bowling shoe.
Yes, I do. It's a car.
It's the most famous American-built car in the world. It's like, well, what is that? And you're from East Haven. Like, you should know what a Mustang or an IROC.
Seriously, this is a black car, you know? Gold chains. I eat blue.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.